Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
Experimental radio produced by NASCAD University.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University. This program is called Lucky Numbers.
Six, four, five, four, six, three, seven, two, eight, one, zero.
2.5, 7.5, 10, 12.5, 15, 7.5, 20, 21.5, 27.5, 32, 2.5, 35, 37.5, 45, 46.5, 14, 15, 2.5, 55, 56, 57, 60, 2.5, 65, 67, 70, 19, 20.
Lucky numbers. What lucky numbers? Lucky numbers. What lucky numbers? I wish I was that lucky. Being a number. Just to be a number. I wonder what that's like. I imagine it is a busy life. You'd have to get to know all the other numbers. Each number would have a different personality. Maybe I would like some numbers, but I won't like others. I bet the prime numbers are real assholes. But I bet they are more lucky than the other numbers. I bet all the good things happen to them. They get all the attention. They get the special treatment. Is envy the property of a number that we can calculate? What are the jealous numbers? What does it take to keep a number happy? Oh, lucky number.
Earthquake was observed in the Tohoku area and a tsunami warning has been issued.
Once again, a magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck Fukushima Prefecture on Tuesday morning local time. Japan's meteorological agency has issued a tsunami warning for the coastal areas of Fukushima.
Japan is bracing for a tsunami after a 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck just off Honshu, Japan.
So now, what are the odds of us picking those same six balls out of our homemade lottery kit? First of all, to start with, there are six balls.
Number 10, 40,
20
number 8
80 and 4
number 7
40 million
things are one thing. The number 1
671% in 1970 12.
Number 5
1940
number 10
1 in 5 90s 50 38 50
at their very essence all
900% in the last 50 years.
Identifying the concept of singleness and unity with
85 to 9
one God.
Lucky numbers.
And now I choose number 3 and number 4 and number 10 and last number 13. Now every number starts with number 1, of course. So if I'm playing the lottery, I start with 1. 1 plus the number 2, I give you a result of 3. 3 plus 3, it gives you a result of 6. 6 plus 4, it gives you a result of 10. 10 plus 10, it gives a result of 20. And last, 20 plus 13, it gives a result of 33. Now, as you can see here, now we have 6 numbers. 1, 3, 6, 10, 20, and 33.
Where the world becomes an extravagant pursuit in which we all...
So our first number is going to be the number 14. That's my birthday. Then I think we'll have the number 19. That was a good year for me, 19 years old. We'll have a few in the 30s. 31 and 33 and, 34. Okay, and then one more. So I've chosen the number 14 for my birthday, the number 19, and then if you're in the 30s, number 31, 33 and 34, and number 45.
And all of a sudden, things got serious again. We couldn't just fill our professions with clock hours and perspiration. The cat videos started to disappear into energy circles. Hard gravity came and swallowed our happiness into sinkholes of ennui. We shoveled in a way that we always imagined that hard-time shovelers were supposed to. No more lovely shovelers dancing around their playful displacements. Now we wristed into the load and didn't bother to look up, lest softer eyes might be watching us. We couldn't even celebrate the pure cartoon our existence had become. These were the days of small portions, portions patched together with sad, deep looks into old people's eyes, where there was no longer remaining any hope of an upgrade. They had done versioning themselves. Now they had to settle and clear the path towards the final levitation. And now all we could do with this tired, somber condensation is attach strings as reminders and entertain the children with special knots.
Where the world becomes an extravagant pursuit in which we all wind up in hell, right? In a world in which there is nothing but a kind of apocalypse and loss of integrity and loss of self.
You know, P.W. Bridgman, who was a philosopher of science, defined coincidence as what you have left over when you apply a bad theory. It means that, you know, you've overlooked something, and what jumps out at you as a coincidence is actually a set of relationships whose casuistry is whose relationships to each other are simply hidden from you.
So I think, I don't know, I think that's the way it is nowadays. What do you think to dating websites?
Oh, I've completely gone off it. I just think, you know, it's great if you're sitting at home and you've got, you know, time to sort of converse in conversations, but, you know, I run my own business and I haven't got time for that a lot of the time, and I hate dating. I absolutely hate it. I hate the small talk. I hate, you know, I want to get to that stage where I'm comfortable with somebody. So a lot of the times I don't bother. I'm not on anything now.
No.
With mind emerging as a kind of iridescence, a kind of epiphenomenon at the higher levels of organization of biology.
Don't you think that's the way it is nowadays, though?
Yeah,
you go into the town or whatever and have a drink and try to talk to someone over music or I don't know. I think it's a good thing, to be honest.
No, definitely, especially like for you, I think, because you can do that. You can meet somebody who doesn't see you full, you know. If they can get to know your personality before they know your full story.
We are, in fact, hyperdimensional objects of some sort which cast a shadow into matter.
Never know what I want sometimes.
No, but until it's too late sometimes.
Mm.
Always happens. In my experience, it's happened quite a lot as well. You know, people always think the grass is greener on the other side and they get there and it's not. So.
Yeah, I know.
And the matter, the shadow in matter, is the body. And at death, what happens, basically, is that the shadow withdraws, or the thing which casts the shadow withdraws, and metabolism ceases, and matter, which had been organized into a dissipative structure in a very localized area, sustaining itself against entropy by cycling material in and degrading it and expelling it, that whole phenomenon ceases. Everything, basically, except rationalism holds to some version of what I'm saying.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. I've forgotten. It's gone. Excuse me. Excuse me. Formatting. Replacing the structures of information. Establishing a link up. Downloading.
And linking up.
Downloading.
And linking up.
Downloading.
And linking up.
At table. A manner.
At table where language can be served.
Under the erasure is the dampness of memory.
Under the erasure is the dampness of memory.
Under the erasure is the dampness of memory.
Only cushioned by slight temperature change. Origin. Perhaps, a scrape tablet, which can be written upon again. At table where language can be served.
At table where language can be served.
Would you like something else with your language? You can order any language you want. We have over 52 flavors of language. If you're over 18, you can order expletives. Words cross out. Eaten by censors. Under erasure. At table where language can be served. Thank you.
What kind of hate do you want? What kind of flavor of hate do you want?
Here's some music. You may like to use it for pretending.
Is that the kind of hate you like? What's your preference of hate? What kind of hate do you want?
Uh-oh. Wait. Hey!
Don't you want to hate?
Yeah, because I would. Drink it in.
Lived suddenly without thinking. Under honest trees. I am the bread of kindness. To beat the proverbial dead horse. It's when you're hard to track down, boss assigns you work. Because while it may be a stream, let's live like the light that kills, and let's say silence. Let's live suddenly without thinking. Under honest trees. I am the proverbial dead horse. I am kindness. Oh, track down, boss, like the light assigns you work. Let's live suddenly with thinking. Because while it may be under trees, a stream to beat the proverbial dead horse. I am the proverbial dead horse. I'm of boss, like second and linus. It's when you act down, boss assigns you work. You work. Because while it may be. Because. A stir hard to trail. Because. Let's live like the light that kills. Let's science like the work. And let's say silence. Because while it may be. Let's live suddenly without thinking.
While it may be.
Let's live like the light that kills.
Proverbial death is
hard to trail.
And we'll track down
Let's live suddenly without thinking.
Like that under trees.
Let's live suddenly without thinking.
Because I am while it's when be you act down,
a stream to be.
Because while it may be. A stir hard to trail.
Let's live suddenly without thinking.
Lonely rivers
flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open
white room. There is nothing else in the room. Everything is white, bright, penetrating white. It's a light that doesn't come from anywhere in particular. It just seems to emanate from the surface of the wall. You have no idea how you arrived in this room. Remember who you are or what you have done before this moment. This is a new moment. You have suddenly realized where you are, and you are just now aware of your surroundings, but it is like waking from a dream where you can't remember what you dreamt. You also can't remember who you are or what you should do.
Are you a person? Are you a human? Are you a being? Are you an entity? Are you an animal? Are you a consciousness? Are you a body? Are you a machine? Are you an object? Are you a subject? Are you an identity? Let's live suddenly without thinking, under honest trees. Let's live suddenly without thinking. Under honest trees.
A stream does.
A stream does. The brain of cleverly crinkling. Water pursues the angry dream of the shore. By midnight, a moon scratches the skin of the organized hills. An edged nothing begins to prune. Let's live like the light that kills. And let's, as silence, because worlds after all. After me, love, and after you. I occasionally feel vague. How vague, I don't know. Tenuous. Now spears. And the then arrows making do our mouth. Something red, something tall. Let's get ready. Let's face it. Let's be caught. Let's go. Let's live for today. just after World War II, the RAND Corporation was quietly working on a massive book of numbers. A million random digits with 100,000 normal deviants was published by the Free Press in 1955, after almost 10 years of meticulous production. The volume is comprised of page after page of numbers, mathematical tables filled with random digits. The Random Number Bible has passed through three editions, multiple printings, and is currently available as both a soft format paperback book and as a text data file downloadable directly from RAND. A million random digits was produced out of an increasing demand at RAND from the outset of the Cold War. Random numbers are necessary for all kinds of experimental probability procedures, including game simulations and scenarios, weather forecasting, message encryption and compression, financial market projections, and any complex statistical model that attempts to predict future behavior based on past observation. In order to reproduce probabilistic situations, purely random numbers are critical as numerical starting points and/or additional data sources. Without them, these statistical projections, or Monte Carlo models as they are commonly called, will show biases based on their starting conditions that makes their forecasts mathematically useless. Producing a random digit is complex. To make the tables in a million random digits, RAND engineers created an electronic roulette wheel with 32 possible values by measuring the decay of a radioactive molecule gated by a constant frequency pulse. These regular electrical signals, either on or off 100,000 times a second for 10 seconds, were run through a 5-digit binary computer to produce a 5-bit number with 32 possible values. The binary number was converted to decimal, and only the final digit was retained to create the 1 million random digits. These values were fed into an IBM punch machine to produce 20,000 computer punch cards with 50 digits each. Punch cards were the only practical way to store and input information into a digital computer. However, when analyzing this first attempt, RAND engineers detected a bias. Employing a standard statistical goodness of fit test to measure the data's conformity to a bell shape or normal curve, the sampled numbers did not match closely enough to the normal distribution of values, which would indicate purely random digits. Each number was added to the corresponding digit of the previous card to yield a new set of random values with almost perfect normal distribution. Random digit tables were then printed on IBM 856 card type and reproduced as pages for the book. Proofreading was redundant given the nature of the information. Nevertheless, every 20th page was proofed, and every 40th was summed against the original punch cards. While RAND engineers were producing a million random digits, two American mathematicians, MIT professor Norbert Wiener and Bell Labs researcher Claude Shannon, were simultaneously creating rigorous mathematical models of communication processes, which together are known as information theory. In this widely applied framework, information is defined as the amount that one value can tell you about the next. For example, the value of 12:32 p.m. tells you that the net should be 12:33 p.m., therefore 12:32 p.m. has a high information content. Or a temperature of 71 degrees Fahrenheit gives you a pretty good idea that the next value will remain within the limited range not far from 71 degrees Fahrenheit. The fantastic achievement of this book is that each random digit in it tells you precisely nothing about the next. A million random digits is then a book that contains exactly, rigorously, meticulously, and absolutely no information.
Lucky numbers.
You have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University. This episode was called Lucky Numbers. This program was written and performed by David Clark, with sound editing and mixing by David Clark. The poem Let's Live Suddenly Without Thinking was by E.E. Cummings. For other episodes of Nothing to See Here, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com. Also, please check out our Facebook page, Nothing to See Here Radio. Tune in next week for more of Nothing to See Here.
do.